Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 16th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Spreading His Fragrance, and the scripture text is from 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Today I would like to share a personal family reflection in the hope that others might connect and perhaps I might spur you on to love and good deeds as we consider that God wants to use each of us in spreading His fragrance. Today is the 3-month anniversary of my mom's departure to her heavenly home. This prompts me to share a message in honor of my mother, and tomorrow I will do so for my dad, since tomorrow would have been his 87th birthday. Last Saturday, Tom, the van driver to the senior center, dropped by to see me. He greeted me with a strong hug and with tears in his eyes told me that not a day goes by that they don't think of her. Mom loved the people and activities offered at the senior center, and she even looked forward to the van trip. I recall, though, her anxiety practically every morning at wondering if she had missed the van. But she made the best of the bumpy ride, and with her vivacious, sometimes eccentric personality, she surely brought some much-needed life to that otherwise very quiet trip. My mom was a special person. I knew it while she was with us, but that recognition has grown as I reflect on her life since her departure. She had very few skills. She was always rather dependent on others, first her parents, then my dad, and in her senior years she relied on her children, particularly Brooksine and me when she took up residence with us. But she deeply loved people, and they knew it. Hers was a genuine interest. When she died, I received many brief recollections on her impact, and here's one that typifies those for people who knew her. It's from a man now serving as a missionary in Peru, who grew up in the church we served in northern Pennsylvania from the late 70s to early 90s. My mom and dad both lived in Missouri, but would visit a couple of times each year, and was so encouraging to our pastoral work. Doug was just a boy when they would visit. He wrote last November upon hearing of her passing, and I quote him, "I remember while growing up that when your parents would come to visit, we would all get so excited. Your parents always treated us as if we were their grandchildren, and they had so much love to share with us. I remember when your mother came out to California for our wedding, and she remembered me well and was excited for us. You have truly been blessed with wonderful parents. Thank you for sharing their lives with others like me." End quote. The daily scripture portion tells us that God, through us, His followers, spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Pardon me. One of the ways we spread that fragrance is as we express love, care, and interest in other people. That's what my mom excelled at. All over the world today, God has His people placed strategically to spread His fragrance. May each one of us spread this fragrance as we express His love and care to those around us. This is Stephen C. Weber on a beautiful Thursday morning here in South Central Pennsylvania. Normally at this point, Brooksine reads a prayer. She joins me on the podcast, but today she had an early meeting with a group of ladies that pray together called Moms in Touch. And I'm going to read her prayer today. She did write it before she left. "Jesus, the stench of bitterness and death is evident wherever your name is mocked and your message is rejected. But as we represent your name, we release the aroma of your fragrance, and it spreads to everyone around us. Your aroma brings life, peace, and brightened hope to a world that is perishing. As we walk in the Spirit, may we supernaturally release the pleasant aroma that brings the fragrance of life to others." I have a couple of other memories of Mom up on the website. There are also pictures on the site or email post today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit that site and look at the additional resources and pictures. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged, and may you be the fragrance of life to the world around you.